The prince ran after her, but he could not catch up with her. As she ran, one of her glass slippers fell off, and the prince picked it up carefully. The young girl had to run all the way home. For, as the clock began to strike 12, the coach turned back again to a pumpkin, just as it had done the night before. Cinderella had nothing left of all her fine clothes, except one of the little glass slippers. When her sisters came home from the ball, Cinderella asked them if the unknown princess had been there again.
"Yes," replied Charlotte, "but she hurried away so fast when the clock struck 12 that she dropped one of her little glass slippers. The king's son picked it up and took it into the palace."
A few days afterwards, the prince sent out a messenger who called to all the people, "The king's son will marry the maiden whose foot the little glass slipper fits." The messenger tried the slipper on all the ladies of the king's palace, but it was too small for them. He brought it to the two sisters, but it was too small for them too. Then Cinderella said, "Let me try it on." Her sisters laughed at her, but the messenger looked at the young girl, for he saw that she was very beautiful.